Peter Greenberg joins us. Peter, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
And good morning right back to you.
Yeah, good to chat with you again. And the story on everyone's mind are these cancellations. Had about 2,800 flights worldwide canceled Monday, about 1,000 in or out of the United States. It came after a lot of cancellations on Christmas Eve. Do we know how many of these are weather cancellations versus staffing cancellations?
About 25% are weather. We had a couple of weather fronts on the West Coast. But most of this is staffing issues that have been with us for a while and then compounded by the positive testing of so many employees who were at one point required to quarantine, even if they were breakthrough cases, for 10 days. As you know, the CDC changed the rule last night. It's now down to a five-day quarantine. That should ease things somewhat. What the airlines are trying to do this week is just get through this week and stabilize their schedule, because as of next week, it should be clear sailing for another reason. Historically, the first quarter of every year is a very low travel month. Let me give you an example. If I were to buy an airline ticket today, assuming I can get on a flight from New York to Los Angeles, the minimum round-trip fare would be something like $700. On January 5th, it's $132.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wait, it gets better. I priced a flight out from Dallas to LaGuardia next week. Get ready, $32. The cab ride to the airport was more. So you're going to see traffic plummet and fares plummet for the first 3 months of 2022, and that's a good thing for everybody so we can all catch our breath.
I got lucky. I actually booked flights to Vegas, or at least I thought I was lucky, for the first week of January a couple months ago when things looked great. I'm vaxxed and boosted like so many other people are. Done your thing. I have no problem wearing the mask. I'll wear two if it's what it's take. Should I have any trepidation about stepping on that airplane?
Not at all. The airline circulation systems are just as good today as they were at the beginning of the pandemic. There are better circulation systems in terms of taking out the bacteria and the particulates, better than you have at home, better than you have in any other location where you work. So I have no problem with that, although you still need to wear your masks. That federal mandate will be in existence at least until March 18th.
All right. And what number should I play on the roulette wheel, Peter, while I'm asking you questions?
Not going there.
Okay, very good. Hey, I wanted to just kind of pick your brain about, I don't know how else to call it, the airport airline ecosystem. And when, all these airports in many ways are interconnected. If you have a problem one place, you're going to have problems elsewhere, not only for pilots, but like mechanics too. I mean, it's a very complex system. And when you have these extra cases, it doesn't matter if it's in Chicago or not, everyone's going to be impacted.
Absolutely. It's all interconnected. It's all interreliant. And the problem is you don't always know the information. So, for example, you get out to Chicago on a beautiful day and your flight's canceled because of weather. That's because your flight wasn't starting in Chicago. It was starting somewhere else. The real key here and where things really get bogged down is the connecting flights. And so many of us do connect, Chicago being a huge connect point. And so what you need to do is get on one of those apps like FlightAware or FlightRadar24, and you can actually track the aircraft assigned to your flight. So you know before you ever leave for the airport, if you're leaving the airport that day. and that gives you a little extra attraction, if you will, to be able to manage your own flights and make some calls that you otherwise wouldn't make from a proactive point of view. You'd be reactive and standing in the world's longest line.
Yeah, I don't leave to go to the airport until my plane has left the previous airport. Because I'm like, well, if I'm not going there until I know that plane is at least on its way, assuming that they keep the planes all on the same schedule. A lot of stories right now about cruises, and I just hate when, people use the terms big outbreak or COVID plagued ship, and then you look at the case numbers and they're in the low dozens. I mean, when you compare to the total number of people on a cruise ship, it's not all that many, right?
Right. Let's take a look at the most recent case. You had 48 cases on one of the Royal Caribbean ships. You had 4,000 passengers on board and then more crew. If you add all that up, the case numbers are less than 0.1%. Not only that, everybody had already been vaccinated and boosted. These are breakthrough cases that were easily manageable, easily isolated, and easily quarantined. So it wasn't an outbreak, number one. And number two, if you look at the numbers, those are numbers you could take to Las Vegas.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there you go. I will be certainly betting on that. As we look for international travel, and I've been trying for years to go to Europe, and hopefully this June we'll be able to do so. But, you know, obviously this has always been, I don't know what rules this country has or another one has it any different. I imagine that it'll be an interesting thing to track over the next few weeks as Omicron takes over certain countries that maybe have been spared so far. Are we looking for major rule changes either from the U.S. or from Europe in terms of who can go in or go out? Maybe Canada, Mexico. Do you see anything on the timeline, or do you think people are going to, or the countries are going to kind of wait out this wave and hope it's a quick one?
Oh, no. The rule changes are happening by the hour because everybody's doing a knee-jerk reaction to the spike in cases. But keep in mind, if you begin to deconstruct the numbers, what you find is that the huge spike in cases in countries like Germany, the Czech Republic, Austria, etc., they're all unvaccinated people to begin with. So if you're vaccinated and you have your booster, and you're playing by the rules, and the country is not either locked down or shut down, my advice is talk to your doctor first. If the doctor says you can go, then you go. That's the problem here. Now, you may have noticed that the United States, as quickly as we made rules about eight African countries that were affected with the Omicron variant not being allowed to come to the United States, we've now relaxed them. Mm-hmm. As of this Friday night, those eight countries can come back in because the anecdotal evidence and the science is indicating that these are mild cases not requiring hospitalization or ventilation. That's all good news.
Yeah, I don't want to make any assumptions because this isn't necessarily the last variant. Odds are it certainly isn't. But I imagine there's a lot of chaos, confusion right now with these spikes in cases. But if people are looking ahead to spring break and summer, as we already are, I'm sure mentally, yeah. I imagine we'll have a little bit more stabilization by then.
Well, hopefully. Think the bottom line is we can embrace this notion. COVID is not going away. It's not going to be eradicated, but it can be managed. And we're seeing that now. And with the proper management, just like the flu, we can live our lives in an intelligent and reasonable way. But we have to play by the rules, we have to listen to the science, and we have to be able to adjust quickly because those rules will be changing.
Peter Greenberg, always great to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for your time.
You anytime.
Of course, our travel expert, and of course, Eye on Travel on WGN Radio this week will be on at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon.